Intro music upbeat and modern fades slightly into background. Host. Hello and welcome to the GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a topic that's in almost every food you buy, but often misunderstood. Food additives. For your OCR exam, this isn't just about knowing what they are, it's about understanding why they're used and being able to analyze their role. By the end of this 10-minute session, you'll be able to identify the main types, give specific examples, and know exactly what examiners are looking for. Let's get those top marks. Short musical transition. Host. So, what exactly are food additives? Simply put, they are substances added to food to maintain or improve its safety, freshness, taste, texture, or appearance. In your exam, you need to be precise. Don't just say they make food better. Credit is given for using scientific language. Let's break down the four main groups you need to know. First up, preservatives. Their job is to inhibit the growth of microorganisms like bacteria, yeasts, and molds. This extends the shelf life of food and prevents spoilage. Think about the use-by date on a product. Preservatives are key to making that possible. A common mistake candidates make is confusing them with antioxidants. Preservatives stop microbial growth. For your exam, you need examples. A natural one is salt, used for centuries to cure meat. An artificial example is sodium benzoate, E211, often found in acidic foods like fizzy drinks and jams. Next, we have antioxidants. Their function is to prevent chemical deterioration, specifically oxidation. Oxidation is what makes fats go rancid and causes cut fruit, like apples, to turn brown. So, antioxidants protect the flavor and color of food. For full marks, you must distinguish this from the role of preservatives. A key natural example is ascorbic acid or vitamin C, which is E300. It's found in citrus fruits. A common artificial one is BHT or butylated hydroxytoluene E321, used in cereals and fats to stop them going stale. Remember, antioxidants stop chemical reactions, preservatives stop microbes. Third on our list are emulsifiers. These are fascinating. They allow two liquids that don't normally mix, like oil and water, to form a stable mixture called an emulsion. Examiners award marks for explaining how they work. Emulsifiers have a hydrophilic or water-loving end and a hydrophobic or water-hating end. The hydrophilic head bonds with the water, and the hydrophobic tail bonds with the oil, holding them together. This is crucial for the texture of products like mayonnaise, ice cream, and salad dressings. A classic natural emulsifier you must know is lecithin E322, found in egg yolks and soybeans. Finally, let's talk about stabilizers. Their role is to maintain the physical structure and texture of a food product. They prevent ingredients from separating after they've been mixed. Think of a smooth, consistent yogurt or a sauce that doesn't split. Stabilizers help achieve that by forming a gel-like structure. They work hand-in-hand with emulsifiers. A great example, and one that's often natural, is pectin, E440, which comes from fruit and is used to set jams and jellies. Another is xanthan gum, E415, used in gluten-free baking and salad dressings. Short musical transition. Host. Now, for the crucial part, exam technique. For OCR, AO1, knowledge, and AO2, application, are each worth 40%, so you need to both know your stuff and apply it. Here's a top tip. When a question asks for the function of an additive, use precise verbs. Don't say it helps. Say it inhibits, it stabilizes, it emulsifies, or it prevents oxidation. This shows the examiner you have a deep scientific understanding. For discuss or evaluate questions, which often carry more marks, you need a balanced argument. A great structure is technological benefit versus health concern. For example, you could discuss how preservatives like nitrates, E249, E250, in cured meats prevent the deadly botulism bacteria. But some studies have linked high consumption to health risks. You must then write a conclusion that weighs these up. For example, although there are some health concerns, the technological benefit of preventing food poisoning makes the use of this additive necessary under strict legal limits. Avoid common mistakes. The biggest one is confusing preservatives and antioxidants. Remember the apple and the moldy bread? One is oxidation, the other is microbial growth. Also, don't assume all additives are artificial. Give examples of natural ones like pectin and lecithin to show the examiner your breadth of knowledge. Upbeat quiz music starts. Host. Okay, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, you pause and answer, then I'll give you the correct response. Ready? Question 1. What is the specific function of an emulsifier?
Pause.
Answer. To enable two immiscible liquids like oil and water to mix and form a stable emulsion. Question 2. Name a natural antioxidant and its E number.
Pause.
Answer. Ascorbic acid or vitamin C, which is E300. Question 3. Which type of additive prevents the browning of cut fruit?
Pause.
Answer. An antioxidant. Question 4. In a discuss question about food additives, what two aspects must you compare?
Pause.
Answer. The technological benefit versus the potential health concern. Quiz music fades out. Host, great work. Let's quickly summarize. Today we've covered the four key types of food additives: preservatives that stop microbial growth, antioxidants that prevent chemical oxidation, emulsifiers that mix oil and water, and stabilizers that maintain structure. We've learned the importance of using precise scientific language and specific examples, both natural and artificial. And for those high mark questions, you now have a structure to evaluate the pros and cons. That's all for this episode. Keep practicing your retrieval and you'll be well on your way to exam success. Thanks for listening. Outro music fades in and up.